Hello, beloved, and welcome to this week's Bible study. Now, last week in our series on spiritual warfare, we looked at the battle that we are engaged in against unsaved family, friends, relatives, that kind of thing. This week, we are going to take a look at the encouragement that we receive while we are engaged in spiritual warfare. While we are engaged in these spiritual battles that we find ourselves in this spiritual life that we are living, we are encouraged, or we get encouraged by the Lord. And that's what we're going to look at. Before we continue, though, let's just have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's such a privilege coming to you again. Oh, it's so wonderful to know that the door is always open to come to your throne of grace, to speak to you, the living Almighty God, to hear from you. And especially when we open up your word, to listen to your word, Father, thank you that we can know that your word is truth and that your word speaks to us and that it's food for our souls. So I want to pray, Father, that we will be fed through your word in this Bible study. And Father, I pray that you will enable me as your servant to feed your people with your word. This I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, now, God spoke through the prophet Isaiah, and he said the following in Isaiah 41, verse 11 and 12. He says, Isaiah 41, verse 11 and 12, he says, "Behold, all those who were incensed, it's a very interesting word, against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strife with you shall perish." Verse 12, "You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as a non-existing thing." Now, beloved, let me tell you, these are big words, huge words coming from the Lord. So God is saying that the Chaldeans, and this is just to give you some background, he says that the Chaldeans that made war against Israel and basically reduced Israel to bondage, that they will be ashamed and they will be disgraced. Okay? It basically means that they will be overcome and they will be destroyed. That's in basic terms. And then it speaks about those who strife with Israel. They will perish. And this refers to the Babylonians. Again, enemies of Israel. And in both cases, what is going to happen is, God said that he would, what would happen to the Chaldeans, and what would happen to the Babylonians. What will happen to them? God is going to destroy them. And why is God going to destroy them? Because they are enemies of Israel. Because of what they did against Israel. I mean, ultimately, when Jesus Christ returns, he will finally judge the nations and he will give them the due punishment. You know, remember, for what they did to God's people. All the nations of the earth who did something to Israel, or any nation of the earth or individual on the earth who did something to God's people, the church, or the nation of Israel, they will receive their punishment. That's it. It's going to happen. Why? Because God is just. God has to punish those who does anything to his children. God is the protector of his children. God will not be a good protector if he doesn't do anything to the enemies of his people. Now, God said through Isaiah that it will be impossible to find these nations. And now he's speaking about the Chaldeans and he's speaking about Babylon, eh? It will be impossible to find them. It basically means that they will cease to exist. And the intention here is to basically indicate that there's a finality to God's judgment, to God's punishment. Israel's enemies will be completely destroyed. Now we can apply this to the church as well. Not only will the enemies of Israel be destroyed, but also the enemies of God's people, the church, they will also be destroyed. Now, beloved, obviously, for Israel's enemy, this is a fearful word of prophecy. Now, I mean, if the Chaldeans, if the Babylonians had to hear this, and if they knew anything about God, the fact that God does what he says, woohoo, then these words must be fearful for them. Okay? But for us as God's people, for us as believers, this prophecy is an encouragement. This is encouraging to know that God stands up for his own. God will punish those who does anything against his people. Ooh, beloved, that's encouragement. It's so encouraging to read. So even though we experience difficult, different spiritual battles, difficult times, attacks, and all these kind of things, even though we experience it now, here, ultimately, God will take care of our enemies. He will. That's his promise. Ultimately, we are not on our own. When we fight these spiritual battles, it sometimes feels, oh, where is God? It feels as if we're all by ourselves, but we're not. God is with us. God is with us in each one of the battles that we fight. And ultimately, we can say that God is with us for all eternity. If he doesn't judge the nation now, and we can't see that judgment now, then we can be rest assured that there will be a time when God will judge those nations. It's a fact. It's just how it works. You see, God's not mocked. When God says something, he will do it. Now, we read something about similar in Isaiah 51 verse 12, where it says, I, even I, am he who comforts you. Who are you that you should be afraid of a man who will die, and of the Son of Man who will be made like grass? Now, you'll see that the word I is repeated twice, and that to highlight the fact that consolidation comes from God and him alone when he says, I, even I, am he who comforts you. And then he says, who are you that you should be afraid of a man who will die? You see, God is the one who will comfort us. God is the one who looks after us. God is the one who encourages us. You see, Isaiah is saying that since God is the protector of Israel, they have no reason to fear anything. They don't have to fear a man. They don't have to fear nations. They don't have to fear anyone or anything, that they could do anything to him, to them, I mean. You see, God lives forever. Man will die. Man will perish. And they will perish like the grass that has been cut down in the middle of the day. You know, when the sun is at its hottest, that's the idea that we have here. They will be made like grass that is cut down and basically left in the sunshine, and it will just die. That's man. In comparison to God, who is eternal, God who is almighty, God who is ever present, God who is ever with his people, God is the one who comforts. That's why God can say through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 51:12, I, even I, am he who comforts you. So who are you that you should be afraid of a man who will die? Nah. A man that will be like grass that will be cut off in the hottest time of the day and just left to die. So what we find here again is that there is this prophetic encouragement to all of God's people who face any kind of spiritual battle. You know, especially those battles where people are used by the devil to make our lives miserable, or to persecute us, or to undermine us, or just to plainly try to destroy us. Ultimately, God will judge and punish the guilty. And why? It's actually plain and simple. Because God is God. He is who He is, and He will do what He says He will do. That's it. Absolutely amazing. Now, we need to just take a listen to the words of a minor prophet, the prophet Micah. Micah in Micah chapter 7 verse 8, he says the following. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. Oh, listen to the perspective of the prophet Micah. First of all, he acknowledges that it's possible to fall. No? Yeah, it's definitely possible to fall. It is definitely possible to fall. When those spiritual attacks come, it doesn't mean that we will always stand up straight and we will always be able to stand firm and not fall. Yeah, there could be a time that we fall. It's possible for us to fall. And Micah comes and acknowledges that. There will be times when the enemy might get an upper hand over us. Okay, the prophet Micah says that there could be a time that his enemies can actually get the upper hand over him, even as a prophet. Okay, they can actually get a hand. How can I say, like a upper hand over Israel? And it means for us as believers that we can fall. But listen to Micah, as he says, "I will arise." So he says, "Do not rejoice over me, my enemy." He says, "When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me." You see, this is just so beautiful. I will arise. That's what the prophet says. It's even possible to sit in darkness, according to the prophet Micah. You know, as if there is no chance of escape. It is just, you are where you are. You're in darkness. If you look all around you, it's just darkness. It's possible to get to that place in life. You know, when you get to that place where it's just darkness and you feel that you have no way of escape. But Micah declares again, he says, "The Lord will be a light to me." What an encouragement. Huh? What an encouragement. Through the prophet Micah, God basically tells us, as His children, as His people, that He will enable us to arise should we fall. And He will be a light to us should we be in darkness due to the attack of our enemies. Yo, beloved, it's worth holding on to the Lord's promises. It is so encouraging to know that we have God on our side. Does it mean that we are not going to have spiritual attacks on our lives? No, that's not what it means. Does it mean that we will not at times fall? No, that's not what it means. Does it mean that it is possible that we at times might sit in darkness and feel that there's no way of escape? No, that can happen. But Micah tells us, no, we will arise. We will rise up. We will stand up. And it's not because of us, it's because of the Lord. And the Lord will be our light when there's darkness around us. It's so encouraging to know that ultimately God is in control. You see, beloved, when God says something, especially through His prophets, So we have it written in Scripture. No? God has said so many things. We have His revelation. So if God has said something, it will come to pass. It will happen. You see, God is not a man that He should lie. His promises are always yes and amen. They will come to pass. And I mean, that in itself is such an encouragement to know. I mean, we can, and I believe we should, but we can fully trust the Lord. We can trust in God the Almighty, because He is with us. He's with us now, and He is with us forever into all eternity. Remember the promise that we have in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. And this is what John writes. He says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." See that promise? He who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. Beloved, we belong to the family of God. We belong to God. We are His children. We are called His children. I mean, we have triumph over the, as one of the commentaries says, we have triumph over the arts and the temptations of the false apostles and the false prophets who are used by the devil to deceive many and to draw them into error. We are assured that God, who dwells in us through the Holy Spirit, is more mighty than Satan, who is in the world. And it's God who is more powerful than Satan, who rules the lives of people in this world who are unsaved. And even if He uses those people to attack us, God is still more powerful. Because greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, I mean, He's mightier than all the false teachers combined. I mean, even the antichrists who have existed since the time of John, that the passage speaks about. I mean, we as believers never need to despair, for God will ensure that we have the victory, always. Always, always, we are on the victory side. Beloved, especially when it comes to sin, when it comes to temptation, when it comes to error, when it comes to attacks through sin and temptation and error, nah, we can be rest assured that God will always give us a way of escape, and He will use all things together for our good. That's who God is. That's what He does. And what an encouragement. What an encouragement for us as believers. Unfortunately, it doesn't take away the fact that we will all face spiritual battles in our lives, and that we might fall, and that we might get discouraged at times, and that we might experience darkness around us, and that at times we might feel, whoa, this battle is just too great and too big for us to be able to handle. But we love it. We have this encouragement from the Scriptures that God is with us. And I think we need to hold on to that with everything that is in us. You see, in the battles that we are involved in, through the battle, you know, as we are in the battle, we can be encouraged that God is ultimately in control of the outcome of all our battles. And that is the encouragement. God is with us. What we need to do, obviously, is to trust Him. Trust Him fully. Trust Him completely. And not try to fight these battles all on our own and think that, oh, we are the ones who has all the ability to fight these battles. No, we're not. We don't. But beloved, the encouragement is that God is with us, even in our greatest battles. And we praise Him for that. We really and truly praise Him for that. And we can trust Him because He is God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, What an encouragement. Thank you so much that we can know that ultimately you are in control. Ultimately, you know what you are doing. And Father, ultimately, we know that even if our enemies are not handled now, at this moment, we know that there will be a time when you will handle and deal with our enemies. For you are God, you are just, you are righteous, and you've always done it, Father, and you will still do it. So we thank you. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you that we're not in these battles alone. Thank you that you are ultimately in control. And this we pray in Jesus' glorious, wonderful name, the name above all names. Amen. Beloved, thank you very much for listening. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. And may He give you His peace. God willing, until next time, when we have another weekly Bible study, if it be God's will. Until then, bye-bye.